Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you and welcome you again. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, the Doctrine of Truth. We're always happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. Amen. We believe, like the word says, that, amen, when two or three come together and touch and agree in heaven and in earth, amen, God be in the midst. Things happen in agreement. Amen. Also in Proverbs, the 27th chapter in the 17th verse, where it says, iron sharpening iron, while man sharpened his countenance of his friend. Amen. So we are always thankful because it takes you and you and all of you that we come together, amen, and looking for the truth, amen, it's the simplest possible that we all can get understanding. Proverbs also say understanding brings strength. And we're going to pray now. Father, we thank you, O God, for each and every one of us that coming together, and O God, where they come through all different kind of, O God, situations, and O Lord, with your hand and agreement being with us and our efforts, if we help one another. You said that because of this, men should know that they are mine when they have love one for another. And Lord, we believe in your word. We thank you for your word. I ask you to bless the subject and the direction. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. 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 We are here discussing at this subject, this time, God's ways of doing business. God's ways of doing business. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, come and listen. Amen, and we're dealing with different chapters and different versions of the Bible. We always express that you make sure, amen, because we live off the Word of God. Men and women accepted Christ, our food, our encouragement, amen, our inspiration come from, amen, the Word of God. We always like to encourage you in different Bibles, and the King James is very well known all over the world. Amen. Then you have the Amplified Bible. Then we have the New International Bible. Amen. Then we have the New American Standard Bible. Amen. And there are many more translations. Amen. Because of the fact, we're trying to get understanding. We're trying to get understanding. And we thank God for all the translators, all the ones that strive and stress, amen, the correct way, amen, to explain things in different languages. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Encourage them and talk with them. This is many times these messages are and studies been used for Bible study. People go back, many of you, and amen, go to the computers, and they can either go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or you can go to the website. Amen. You can go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/doctrineoftruth, Bishop Poole. And we have 2 or 3 years. They have different all type of programs, 24 hours a day. You can click on. Amen. And take a listen. Amen. Either like now, what we're doing now, many of you on your phones, push on your phones, you can go to your speaker and listen in. And if you desire, those that are coming in for the first time, if you desire to be a part of the program and express your scriptures or your comments, you always can push one on the phone when we open up the studio. Amen. And our technician will call out your area code and your last four digits. Doing business God's way. God's way. We want to start off, amen, reminding you there are 11 different parables. Amen. Out of the parables, Jesus, 43 parables, amen, been recorded. Out of the 11 parables, there are 11 parables dealing with money. 11 parables. Amen. One is the pearl, the fine pearl, found in Matthew's, the 13th chapter. Then you have the hidden treasures. Amen. Also in Matthew, the 13th chapter. And you have the laborer in the vineyard, the 20th chapter of Matthew's. Then you have the piece of money in St. Luke 15. Then we have the pounds in St. Luke 19. Then you have the prodigal son in St. Luke 15. And we have the 10 talents, Matthew's 25, and the two debtors in St. Luke, the 7th chapter. The unjust steward in St. Luke, the 16th chapter, and the unprofitable servant in St. Luke, 17th chapter, and the wise steward in St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Amen. So God spoke a lot about money. Money. Money is a tool. Amen. And how to do business. Amen. We have to utilize, amen, some type of finance to support not only yourself, but God's business. And we want to focus on, amen, yourself. You as a believer. Those of you that just come into Christ, maybe you have this stigma that the enemy put on you about money, amen, about supporting yourself, amen. He don't want you, you shouldn't be not be investing. I know, remember, many years ago, I first started out as an evangelist moving around, amen, and I was studying marketing management during the time, and I asked God, amen, to help me because of the fact it was on radio that I was traveling back and forth, and the small church didn't really have any real support to support my family and the things that I was doing for the Lord. So I asked him, when you do something for the Lord and you're supporting God, amen, I asked him, and Lord, help me, amen, in this work. And he told me about during that time in the early 80s, amen, gold. Buy some gold, amen. So the time gold was around $30, $40 an ounce, amen. I was working. My new $30, $40 was very, amen, almost consumed all my check, amen, during that time. Amen. So to set aside some type of money like that, amen. So I went to ask for some instruction and, you know, ask those that in faith, amen, what they think about it. Amen. And the information that I've gotten, amen, it was discouraging. Amen. But those that outside that was dealing, amen, wasn't really Christian, and they was very nice people. Amen. But they did not accept the church, amen, because of the fact that they thought the same thing, that the church wanted their money to stop their life, amen, and to shut down their life and give everything to the church. So in terms, amen, I did not profit from that information because I didn't really understand how to purchase that. And it was kind of like with the those of faith, they weren't sure. Some were saying I was gambling. Some were saying I shouldn't be involved in that. And they didn't have no scriptures. And so I was just caught. I did not purchase any gold. Gold went from $40 an ounce to $1,000 an ounce. Amen. So here we are. We're gonna take this one of the parables of Jesus and the go to the Amplified Version, 16th chapter of St. Luke, and we want to read here dealing with the unjust steward. The unjust steward. Jesus told a parable. Amen. 16th chapter of St. Luke, 16th, beginning with the first verse. Also, Jesus said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a manager of his estate. An accusation against this man was brought to him that he was squandering his money, master's possession. And he called him and said to him, what is this that I heard about you? Turn in the accounts of your management of the affairs, for you can be my manager no longer. And the manager of the state said to himself, what shall I do? Seeing that my master is taking the management away from me, I'm not able to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I have come to know what I would do, so that they, a manager debtors, may accept and welcome me into their houses when I am put out of the management. So he summons his manager's debtors one by one, and he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures, that's about 900 gallons of oil. And he said to him, take back your written acknowledgement of the obligation and sit down quickly and write 50. That's about 450 gallons. But when he came to his senses, he said, 50 gallons. And he said to another, how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures, but 900 bushels of wheat. And he said to him, take back your written obligations of the obligations and write 80. That's about 700 bushels. And his master praised the dishonest, unjust manager for acting scrutely and prudently, for the son of this age are more scrutal and more prudent and wiser in relationship to their own generation of their own age and kind than that are of the son of the light. And I will tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous mammon, those that are deceitful on riches, money, possession, so that when it falls, they may receive and welcome you into the everlasting habitation. He who is faithful in the very little things is faithful also in much. And he who is dishonest and unjust in the very little things is dishonest and unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the case unrighteous mammon, deceitful money, possession, who will entrust you with the true riches? If you have not proven faithful in that which is belonged to others, whether God or man, who will give you that which is your own? Amen. No servant can serve two masters, either would hate the one or love the other, or he would stand by one and devour one another and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word. Amen. We're talking about what God wants us to work with unmammals. He wants us to work with unrighteous people. Amen. The wicked, because we still live in this world. But we have to hold, amen, a righteous condition. We have to hold, amen, a light in this world. We have to show, amen, that we are, amen, we are those of Christianity. Amen. I know sometimes it might be hard, amen, dealing with people, amen, and hold your abilities and hold your righteousness. And when the job I was on, they was always wanted me to pay a dollar. Amen. If I didn't want to win it, but they just need an extra, they just need $1, amen, to win the lottery. Just $1, amen. And if I didn't want the money, then they just give it, you know, to somebody else. But the world, working with the world, you rub shoulders with a lot of people, all different faith, all different background. We live in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. And that's sometimes because of the fact those of us of faith in Christ, that we came out from among them, and what Paul was talking about, associating. But if you're going to, amen, invest your money, if you're going to go forward with Christ, amen, you're going to have to be able to take your finance, amen, and you're going to have to be able to move along and do better things. You just can't sit there, amen, and let the world devour you and think, saying that you can't save, you cannot have this, you cannot have that. Amen. I ran across a lot of that earlier in my ministry, and I thank God for those that were around me, those that was seasoned in Christ. A man walked up to me one time, "Oh, I heard you was a minister." I said, "Yes, sir." Amen. He said, "Well, you know, God don't want us to have nothing in this world." Amen. Because we're going to heaven, and all we have is up there in heaven. Amen. So that you know, I love God. You know, when you're young in Christ, the enemy know how to come and kind of disturb you. But I love God. And I said, "Well, okay then." And I've got to talking to one of my aunts in Christ, and we studied together, Bible study together, or this prayer partner. And I told her about that, and I said, "Well, I'm willing to go on." You say, "What? That devil told you? You should rebuke that devil." I said, "Well, you know, God wants you to have everything in this world and out of this world." Paul said, we just renting this, we just passing through. So everything in this world, we need it to use it. Amen. Amen. God want to be glorified. God, people look at you and say, "What kind of God is that? I want to be a part of that." Amen. That God. Amen. Because they watch how you live. You can say what you want to say. Amen. Amen. But it's the way you live that give a testimony to God. And you're working and you're dealing with this world. Amen. You're going to have to rub shoulder with the banker, the people on your job, your neighbors, and dealing with finance and money. Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to have any type of finance. Amen. Because of the fact he wants to shut you down, that the world people, his people, can make you come back to his connection, his followers. Amen. So we're talking about how to do business. And some of the main things that build your faith and hold your faith, amen, in God's people. Amen. We have to make friends with people dealing with business, but we don't have to, amen, be wicked. Amen. You learn, amen, when you constantly go back to different clients or you talk to different clients, they know who you are. Amen. They know how you live, they know where how much you spend, if you have to deal with buying and selling. Because buying and selling is where the devil is coming at, 666. Amen. He's going to shut down the buying and selling. And in order for you to get your food, your clothes, your dwelling, you have to take the mark of the beast. Amen. So he's going to shut down the economy to the fact that, amen, you can't buy, you cannot sell, amen, if you need food or medicine, amen, he want to be in that area. So you have to find yourself how to work and deal with people, amen, and observe them. The one thing we have, the people of faith, amen, I know this is an old scripture, but I just want to bring it up one more time, dealing with money, Malachi 3. Amen. Abraham brought this up. Abraham brought this thing before during the time that the word of God was building the world. I could use it that way. Amen. Because Malachi 3 said, bring your tithe, that's 10%, into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me therefore, it said the Lord of hosts, that I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that there may not be room enough to you receive. Now, tithe is 10%. God haven't asked for any more percentage, amen, since the time of Abraham. Abraham said, listen, Lord, if you help me, back in Genesis 16, if you help me do this, amen, I'll give you a tenth of everything I own. Amen. And all those that claiming they're getting the blessings of Abraham, amen, because Abraham, God said, well, okay, you own all of this and all you don't see and all these generations. Amen. So God blessed Abraham that Abraham can be a blessing to other people. You see, that's where that goes. God blessed Abraham, and all that Abraham had, God protected that. And this way, the 11th verse of Malachi 3, and the Lord said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Whatever you have, amen, is like an insurance policy, amen, that whatever you have, God said, I'm going to rebuke the devourer. I'm going to rebuke the devil off of people or things that trying to steal from you, lie and take and destroy your name, your reputation, whatever you have, amen. He said, I rebuke the devourer. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither your vine cast forth fruit, the time of the field, said the Lord of hosts. Amen. And God said, amen, whatever you offerings, your tithes and your offerings, amen, you pay your tithes first, then you pay yourself at least 10%, then you got to pay all your expenses, then whatever left, it's yours. That's sometimes 70%, whatever's left. Now, here's the problem of this situation. The world come after that 70%. They're coming after that 70% because farmers know, those of you that have a green thumb or those of you who know about horticulture and those of you know, amen, how to plant stuff in the ground, amen, if you invest anything, amen, you know it's going to multiply. It's going to multiply. Amen. If you invest anything, amen, God now got a way to multiply. Talking about business. Talking about how to get you out of debt. How to get you over. Amen. Those that have been giving offering to people. Amen. Now you go out and try to do something that God can put his hand into and increase it. Like Psalmist 1, he said, whatever, amen, whatever you do, amen, it's going to be blessed in your season, amen. It's going to be blessed, amen. So now you got to plant that seed. You plant that seed, you have it, you got that 30%, maybe you go out of that 70% left, out of that check, you're going to go somewhere, amen. You might be a great fisherman, you might be a great doctor, amen. But you got to do something with the seed. You have to do something with the extra money you have that God can put it to work. God can go to work for you. Not only God going to rebuke the devil off of what you already got, God going to rebuke the devil, but he also want to bless what you're trying to invest in. You're trying to get ahead. Amen. You're going to get ahead of this economy. You want to get out of debt. Amen. You don't want to be borrowing from people all the time. And that's where the world come after. The world come after you. They want your little 70% left out of your money. Maybe you have 50% left out of your money. Maybe you have 30% left. But somewhere you know you got to do something with some of your money to make it grow, to make it grow, make your budget grow. Some people cut lawns, wash cars. Amen. They get a part-time job. Amen. They're trying to do something, amen, that don't really work, run themselves down. You have to put your money to work. Amen. In all these parables, amen, even the one with the talent, even the one with the talents, amen, God talked to the ones with the talent, amen, how they had, there was 10 of them. I mean, there was three of them. One had 10. God had given one 5, one 3, and some 2. And the one he gave 5, amen, and the one that he gave 5, amen, they went out and they invested that money. He gave them one 5, they traded it, and they got $1,920. The one that had 2, when they gained more, they got $968,000. Amen. They did something with what God had them. Amen. The one that had 1, he had $384,000. He didn't do nothing with it. And the God, through the parable, Jesus was saying that he threw him in out of doctor. He said, "Well, wicked man, if God give you anything, he wants you to work with it, use what's in your hand to advance yourself." Amen. All of us have ability to do something. Amen. And so that's why he said, and you bring your tithes and offerings, amen, I'll bless you, and I'll fight the devil for you. Amen. And the enemy doesn't want you to invest your money. He doesn't want you to do any business. He wants you to work from 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's not a good testimony for God's people. That's not a good testimony, amen, for Christians. Amen. We have to learn to let money work for us. Let money work for us. Jesus had men, amen, Peter them, they had their own business. Peter them had the business. Look at the men that Jesus had. Amen. Peter was a fisherman. He had his own business. He was able to take off from work about 3 years. About 3 years, Peter them took off of work. Amen. And all the ladies that was with the family, amen, those men was rich. Jesus didn't have a poor evangelistic team. And any time they needed anything, Jesus told them what to do, where to go, because of within their talent. Amen. So God, amen, he knows what's in this world. Amen. He still has the cattle in 1,000 years on the hills. Amen. He still is God. He still is. But when we pray, we should ask him those things. Sometimes we don't put our wants, amen, into it, but then you have to put work behind it. James said, what is faith without works? God's people are not poor people. They're not poor people. Jesus said, we're just being deceived. Be not deceived. Amen. So the enemy want to ride around, look good, dress good, have nice places, amen, and know all the information. But when it comes down to God's people, amen, doing business, trying to get ahead, trying to invest, they always want to take the less, your seed money, amen. They want to put that up, you can buy, you're going to get you in debt, amen. Then where you got to put your credit card all up, you got to borrow on your car, amen, go to all these different high things, amen. But put what you have to work. Nothing wrong with small beginning. Jesus started off with 12 men. I would say 11 and a half. 11 and a half. Amen. But he knew about growing. Then they began with 2. Then they went to 70. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with starting off small. Start off small with what you have. Amen. Pray and ask God, Lord, how can I do it? He don't want you to hibernate and hide from the world. We have to work with all, the rich and the poor, the halt and the blind, the crippled. Amen. All type of languages. God liked for variety of people, places, and things. Look at all the flowers in the world. Look at all the different colors of trees, different language of people. God loved varieties. So what you have is right in front of you, but you have to work with other people. You have to work with others. So doing business for God in God's way, amen. He wants to socialize, but he doesn't want us to be wicked. He doesn't want us to be taken down, amen, and be involved in ungodly things and ungodly manners. All right, we're going to open up the line tonight. Amen. We thank God for you and you and you and you and you. Amen. We open up the line. We're talking about God's way of doing business. Maybe you have some comments to come up. Amen. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. That's why we all come together here. And I thank God for all of you that's been following up the programs on your computers. Amen. You can always go to, amen, Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio, amen, / the host Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can go back and fill out this, listen to these broadcasts again and again and again, anytime you desire. Amen. On your computers. Amen. And we thank God for you. And you also can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. And if you like to give a donation, we thank God for you. Amen. Because we're starting off small, but we know, amen, once you do what you can do, amen, I thank God we started off small, 15 minutes, 2 years ago, going on to the third year. Now we're up to an hour. Amen. So I'm a witness that you start off with what you have and try to strive and do work for God. Amen. He will bless you. He will help you. Amen. As you go along, we have people to help you. Amen. As you go along. Amen. All right. Now we can go to the studio. You can push one on your phone. God maybe give you a revelation or something, a comment on something. We're always happy to have you and you. Amen. Here. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, doing business God's way. Amen. Maybe you have some men and women that, yes, we talk about a lot of things. Amen. But yes, but we still live here. We still live here. Amen. We're still in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. Amen. You can maybe have a scripture, a song. Amen. Maybe you have a comment. Amen. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you. Amen. You can put one on your phone. The studio is open. And we are those of you coming in for the first time. Amen. We always will give you every code and your last four digits. Amen. If you you don't have to give your name. Amen. Like we said, this, many of these programs are used again to encourage people and to go back over. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right. There are 11 different parables being recorded in the Bible dealing with money. Dealing with money. Amen. You need money to go to the store. You need money. Amen. You have to control money. Amen. It's a tool. You can't turn on your light bill today. Amen. It's the exchange. It's an exchange. Amen. You can't. You need lights. You have to turn. You have to need finance. You need money for your lights, food, amen, for transportation. You need money sometime to pay your rent and your mortgages. Amen. You get money for your support in your home. Amen. Many times to help your children, your grandchildren, education. Amen. So money is a very needful, but don't let it control you. You control money. You can control money yourself. And we're doing business, amen, is almost 90% today, amen. You need finance. But don't be careful that you don't get trapped, amen. The world can trap you, and you got to be very careful concerning, amen, how you get your money. Amen. And we're doing it God's way. Doing it God's way. We don't steal, kill, or lie for it. Amen. And that's doing business. Doing business. Amen. Exchanging with others. Exchanging with others. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. We don't want to talk over your time. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. All you have to do is press 1. Those are coming in for the first time. Amen. We always say we don't give out your name because you maybe just want to say something or give out a comment about things you have run into. Amen. Maybe you have. God has given you information how to advance your business or advance yourself. Amen. But maybe you need to have a question about that. Be encouraged about that. Amen. We're quite sure those here in the studio have experienced some things. Amen. Like I say, God will not hold information from you. Amen. Amen. It was a learning process. Amen. So it's always a good chance to base yourself around positive people. Amen. As well as righteous people. Amen. Many times that we need an answer, but we don't know where to go get it from. Amen. Sometimes we need help, but we don't know how to find the help. Amen. I found that to be true. Amen. You're looking for help, but I don't know how to find the help. So you come to people and they ask you, amen, find ways and means of different outlets and companies. Amen. And find out, do they do righteous type transaction and business and investment? Amen. Get their reputation. Amen. Get word of mouth. Amen. Doing that type of whatever you need to be done. Amen. All right. We thank God for you wherever you are. Amen. We are always getting ready to get. We still have time. And we are discussing, amen, maybe we always try to discuss subject and things that affect marriage and homes, amen, your growth in Christ. That's what we're working here. We're on your side. We're working, trying to help you and you, amen. Many times the comments help me. Amen. Because of the fact God has not given it to one person. Amen. That's why he said the mouth of two or three people. Amen. Let my word be established. Amen. So one of the comments was in this parable. Amen. We read two parables and we referred to one concerning the unjust manager. But he found himself, he was able to work with other people. He made room for himself. He made favor. Amen. And he said that he was not able to work or do anything. So when the master would kick him out, he know he can find people that know that they did him a favor. Amen. They did him a favor. But what he did, he stole. He didn't do right. He didn't do right, but he did gain favor. He did gain favor. And the other one was about the talents. Amen. God gave each and every person. And I ran into this, and I came into this studying, searching, amen, about investment. Amen. About trying to increase the little money I had left. Amen. After paid God his and save a little money, paid off all my debts. And I was trying to utilize that, amen. And I found nothing wrong with, he said, exchangers, amen. Take his money to the exchangers, amen. Banks, amen. The stock market, trade, buying and selling, amen. Trade, buying and selling. And the devil going to come in buying and selling, amen. If you cannot take the mark, if you don't take the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy and sell. So if you have your own monies and things that are saved up, savings is your lifeline. That's your lifeline. If you're able to save up something, and they always say for a rainy day, you won't have to go through all this paperwork and seeking things, but we can't live from paycheck to paycheck. God give us something, amen. Whatever it is, you get caught, amen, how the world have trapped you and deceived you, you still can get out of it by savings. You can save. And whatever you got saved up, find something that you can buy and sell. Buy and sell your way out of this situation, amen, out of this debt, amen. Kind of free yourself, amen. And that's a way that you can get out of it. There was a Japanese parable told by Mr. Scrooge. Amen. Scrooge was a man that he had all kind of money. In the cartoon, he would always see him how he's bathing in money, throwing up money. Amen. But one after a while, transactions start going wrong. Amen. He started losing all his investments. Matter of fact, he ended up homeless. He ended up homeless out in the street. One thing about Scrooge, he knew how to use money. He knew how to make it. So one day, they were saying that he was walking down the road. He found a nickel. He picked up that nickel, and he saw some young boys out there fishing, and he bought the fish from them with the nickel. So he took the fish to the restaurant. And there at the restaurant, he sold the fish. And he took the money from the restaurant and bought a scooter. And as time goes on, he took that scooter and sold the scooter. And he saw a car that was broke down. And he bought the car. He fixed the car up. And he sold the car. Amen. By and by, amen, he was back where he were before. Amen. He knew about buying and selling, but he had to start small. He had to start with what he had, what he found. But he knew how to use money. He knew how to get money. Amen. God given all of us tools. He gave us things right in front of us. Amen. Maybe you have things in front of you now. Amen. As we're talking, that can help you better yourself. Amen. And God gave us, according to the talent, he gave everybody according to their ability. Sometimes all the debt, all the worration, the things try to cloud up what God has given us and have us to look another way. Amen. Look to the world. Amen. Thinking on what the world says. Amen. But God has given us a way out of things. He has blessed us in a mighty way. All right, we're getting close now. We can probably take about 3 more callers. Amen. We thank God for you as well. Amen. We're hoping and praying that you begin revelations from the comments. Amen. The things that have been said. Amen. And we're praying also as well at this station and this program been a blessing to you. Amen. In the way to help you to feed somebody else, to talk to others. Amen. All right, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking here and discussing concerning the way to do business. Amen. The way that God give us to get ahead. And what he already put in your hand. What he always put in your hand. Money is powerful. Amen. But also, knowledge is powerful. Amen. Knowledge is powerful. Amen. And knowledge, amen. The Bible said, get wisdom. Get all our understanding. Amen. Get wisdom. But all I get and get understanding. Get understanding. When you get understanding, amen, about things, amen, you can help a lot of people. When you begin to witness and talk to people, that's one way. You don't know what people have. Amen. In America, I found the storage right around looks like they're building a lot of storages. People have so much stuff they store up. Amen. I'm one that got a lot of things I have to get rid of. Amen. You just keep stuff and keep stuff. Amen. People sell clothes, sell shoes. Amen. They can clean out their garage, clean out their house. Amen. And go out and have a little sale there. And things they have, and be like Scrooge. They take that little bit, and go out and find something else and sell it. Amen. Take that little bit and keep adding it up. Keep adding it up. Amen. Everybody, then find somebody you can work with. Find somebody you can work with, like the ants. The ants come together. Everybody carry their potion. We can't. That's one way. Amen. We can't overlook. Amen. With two or three people working together. Two or three people working. Two is great. Three is powerful. Amen. Two or three people working together with the same mind. Amen. You're not saying that you're trying to be rich or super rich, but you're just making a hedge against inflation. You might be able to help somebody. Amen. Be a blessing. God bless you to be a blessing. All those out there, amen, are highly favored. God bless them so. Amen. God wants you to help somebody else. He wants you to talk to somebody else. They need to know, amen, how you got your funding, amen, how you invested, what you sold, amen, how you borrowed and investing, amen. That's still, amen, part of Christianity. Bottomless, amen, he sold land and gave it to the church, amen, amen. So God's people are not poor people. That's one thing about it. God's people are not poor people. Amen. There are many God's people, amen, don't have to worry about getting in the prayer line or blessing line. They're already in the line, amen. They've already been blessed and highly favored. They just need to kind of meditate on it and talk to the Lord about it. And the Holy Ghost will reveal to you what you're capable of doing, amen. What he wants you to advance in, amen. He might send somebody to you and help you. Amen, and show you some things that you already have for your children. Amen. Those of the righteous we have, we got to think about storing up and helping our generations. Amen. Helping your cousin, your aunties, and those. Amen. Leave an inheritance. Leave an inheritance. You blessed. Jesus was blessed, and he went and left, and he's going to prepare an inheritance for us. Amen. So that's a part of it. All is a part of it. All right. I think we can take about three more callers, and we're getting ready to go to the prayer line. Amen. I know at times like these, and the economy is going back and forth. Amen. Even look at the things that Joseph went through. And no such thing as this dysfunctional family with the Holy Ghost, with God. Amen. Look at the thing Joseph went through. And he saved his family. Amen. But Joseph went through a lot of family hated him. They sold him. Amen. But yet and still, God gave him favor. Amen. God brought him up. Amen. Sometimes we can make a mistake like the prodigal son. And many made mistakes. The devil talked with him and told them. And next thing you know, they made a mistake. Amen. They made a mistake, but God brought him up. God brought him up. He came to himself. He came to himself. Amen. Those of you right now, I think we should go and get close to going into a prayer and prayer time. Amen. Praying for those that are listening, those that God has been talking to about and helping themselves. They've been praying and asking God. Amen. You can always have them to come back to this broadcast. Maybe with something was said, amen, a prayer that was given, amen, to help them, amen. Also, you can get two or three come together, amen, not only in prayer, but we find people of like manner, got friends you can talk over, amen, on some things. Maybe they inherited something, come through something. I was bear witness and was a part of, amen, a lady lady came out with a big lawsuit, amen, and she wanted to know, amen, who was in the church that just started out in Christ, amen. Not only that, but gave some churches some money, amen. So there, you don't ever know how God's going to bless you. He wants you to share among others, amen. He doesn't just want you to just hold on for yourself. He wants you to be a part of others, amen, to look upon others, amen. Those that had, I know some had as well as got big contracts and different things, they did pay their tithes to their local church. They paid their tithes, amen. And they still had a whole lot of money left. Still had a whole lot. They had to get, amen, learn how to use it, amen, profitable, amen. A dime out of dollars, no money, amen. But God just wants you to show, amen, to be faithful to Him, amen, for what He's doing. He protect your stuff. He protect you, and He'll take the little bit you have to advance yourself, but you got to do something with it. You got to do something with it, and that's where the enemy fights you when you're trying to get ahead for yourself. Amen. They talk you with all kind of, you're gambling, you're doing this. Amen. Amen. But they be glad to glorify the devil when they be out there doing things, buying new houses, new cars. Amen. That's what they do. That's to glorify the enemy. Amen. But when God wants you to advance yourself. Amen. Amen. Even more than just helping others. Be able to help others. He blessed you. Like He told blessed Abraham to be a blessing. Amen. So we're walking in Abraham blessing. Abraham helped others. Amen. Helping others is a part of it. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Those who want to have a prayer. Amen. And we're praying for those that are seeking God directions, seeking godly directions. Amen. And what to do. Amen. Preparing themselves. Amen. Nothing wrong. Amen. With having investment in houses and cars, be able to travel. Amen. God wants you to be that way. See, because it makes Him look good. His children, amen, look good. And make God look good. Make the church people look good. Amen. Amen. When you're able to give. And how are you going to be able to give if you have nothing to give? Amen. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shake, that men will give unto your bosom. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. Praying for the saints. Praying for those in the neighborhood. Praying for those that are, that God going to bless. Amen. You got to educate yourself. Amen. Know which way to do it. Which way to go with your investment. Which way to go in helping the saints. And helping godly people. Maybe writing books. Amen. Maybe you have making records. Amen. Open up a little stores. Amen. How does it is now? Maybe you're selling all kind of cool drinks. Amen. Sandwiches. Amen. There's all those small things. Amen. Don't fight against small things. Amen. Jesus started out small. Amen. He was very selective. And He picked the men that was working, men that had businesses. Amen. So he very selective and found those were self-starters. Amen. Didn't have to re-educate him and talk to him about working and traveling. They had the funding. They had all the information about, amen, they were looking for the Messiah, amen. So when you're going to reach out for people, amen, places and things to find those that have the like mind, amen, they want to do something not only for themselves, but be able to help other people, amen. God's people are always growing in knowledge and in things, all right? God bless you. Amen. It's our prayer all the time. Amen. We're getting ready to take prayers now for the those that are young in Christ. The Bible says, seek and you'll find. Man, we got to research. Amen. I just didn't come into this overnight. I had to continue to research, running the situations and research. Amen. In the health area, research. Amen. Investment area, education, research. Amen. Seek God's word. Talk to people, righteous and unrighteous. And you can put the information together. Amen. And see which way they're telling you to go. Amen. God says, my word. Amen. The mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. Let my word be established. Amen. God wants to direct us out of mouth of two or three people. Amen. You can tell when you get the wrong information. It's always negative. It's always confusing. Amen. You know that's not the right way. Amen. So continue to pray. Have patience. And let God fight the battle. All right. We were discussing on the two parables. There were 11 parables. And we discussed two. Amen. One was dealing with the talents. Amen. The other was dealing with the unjust steward. Amen. One came out of the book of St. Luke. St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Amen. Then the other one, a parable, came out of the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, the 25th chapter. And we also added in concerning Book of Malachi, tithes and offerings. There's always been a building fund, a support to the church, ministries, amen, tithes and offerings, amen, only 10%. And all the others that you have, it'll help you. Amen. God said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to fight for you. Amen. So we have to put it to work. We have to put those seeds to work, that extra money to work to help you. Savings is a way out. You have to save. You got to save. Amen. It helps you to get out of your situation, financial situation. The enemy try to trap us in. Amen. If you got a little extra money, the enemy wants you to buy something, tie you up in debt. Don't want you to be free with a free mind. Father, we thank you right now, O God, what you are doing. We pray that the Holy Ghost would touch the minds and hearts and give the revelation unto your people. O God, those that are viewing the program, O God, we pray that you gave them revelation and fed their soul deep down in. O God, how you uplift them that they can carry the word to others. O God, that they give them inspiration through your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we thank you for them working together, amen, and sharing this word, oh, God, and coming in this broadcast. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We ask you to bless them now. Oh, Lord, touch their marriages. Oh, Lord, touch the food of their storehouse. God, touch their savings. Oh, Lord, and rebuke the devil and any other debt, any other loans people borrowed from them. Make them pay it back. Amen. Make them pay back their loans people borrowed from them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And God, we rebuke the devil. Oh God, whatever the enemy trying to destroy, trying to take from them. Oh God, in any way. Oh God, let it not prosper. Oh God, and whatever weapon they're trying will not prosper. Oh God, if that's one way, oh God, but you turn them against another way. Because everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for it. And, Lord, we ask you to look upon all the children. Oh, God, look upon everyone's children in the name of Jesus, children and grandchildren. Oh, God, the neighborhood children. Amen. Those that are worshiping their children. Oh, God, you save the children. Save the children, Lord. Save the children. Oh, God, help us to be an instrument to save the children. We can use our extra money to save the children, to help the children, to feed the children, to clothe the children, or educate the children. Oh, God, rebuke the devil off the children. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus on the children, the blood of Jesus on their school, blood of Jesus where they sleep, blood of Jesus on the food they eat. Blood of Jesus, how they travel, oh God, this holidays and this summertime. The blood of Jesus, Lord, be upon all the callers, all their families, all their health, and the places they sleep, around the community. the blood of Jesus be upon them. And Lord, we give you the praise and blessing for this broadcast. And Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Until next time, may heaven smile upon you. And this is Doctor of Truth, Bishop Poole, signing off.